Hello, this is Dr. Don, the suicide prevention pharmacist, and we are here for episode 8 of the Suicide Prevention Podcast. Today, I want to reflect and talk about my experience at the Long-Term Survivors of Suicide Loss Summit. In the last podcast, I talked about what that summit was going to entail, what some of the activities that were scheduled were going to be. And I was basically talking about what I hoped would happen or would experience at that summit. So now I have returned from the summit and got some great experiences, got some great information, made some connections. And so I wanted to take this time to reflect. For those who have not heard the previous podcast, or maybe you're not familiar with the summit that I am referring to, again, it is called the Long-Term Survivors of Suicide Loss Summit. This was put on by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, also known as AFSP. This year, it was held in Cleveland, Ohio, and it was towards the end of July. It was a three and a half day summit. It started on Thursday evening, and there was programming throughout the day on Friday and Saturday, and ended up on Sunday morning. And I had personally, and from the Cleveland aspect, I had been to Cleveland before, only in the airport, I believe. So this is my first time in Cleveland. I will say it was a very nice city to visit. Everybody was very friendly. Where we stayed and where the conference was held was right next door to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So made a visit there. And when I say we, my mom went with me. And so that was a really great place to visit if you are interested in rock and roll or the history of rock and roll in any way, shape, or form. I highly recommend it. But it was nice to be within walking distance of a lot of different things and be where the conference was and be able to stay at the hotel there. That made everything very convenient. As for the summit itself, I feel that it was a really good experience. My understanding, based on what I heard at the summit, was this was the second summit that had occurred. There was one previously in 2016, and again, I believe it was 2016, and I believe it might have been in Chicago. And I also believe the summit had been planned for 2020. Of course, with the pandemic, it got delayed to 2021, and then it got delayed again until 2022. So a lot of people had been ready to present and meet and talk, and it was delayed. So there were definitely some great things that happened during the summit. As I mentioned, connections were made, met people from all over the country that had stories of suicide loss, which of course is unfortunate, but then lots of stories of resilience and stories of hope, which was really a positive and inspiring and uplifting thing to hear about and to see being acted out. Some of the highlights for me personally were a lot of the breakout sessions and the keynote sessions. So the keynotes that we had, one was by Zach Williams, and he is the son of Robin Williams. He talked about his experiences with mental health and how he takes care of his mental health, how he lives as a suicide loss survivor. And I did get a chance to meet him in person and talk to him for a few minutes. So that was a really great experience. Another keynote speaker was David Kessler. David Kessler worked with Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, and she is well known for the 5 stages of grief and the 5 stages of loss and dying. And so David wrote a couple books with her. He started out by prefacing that the 5 stages were never meant to be prescriptive or linear, that it's just a series that you go through and then you're done and it's complete. He stressed that right at the beginning, so I really resonated with that. I really also resonated with a lot of points that he made. Very impactful keynote for me. One thing that he talked about that really struck me and got my attention was the idea that my dad's loss didn't have to have a meaning. Him dying by suicide really didn't have any meaning. The meaning is what you make after what happened. And so that gave me a lot of comfort because I've struggled to understand why my dad had to die in order for me to learn these profound life lessons. It felt ridiculous to me that my dad had to die to create some kind of meaning. And again, his death wasn't what was meaningful or had meaning to it. It's what happens after the loss. So that was very impactful. And he's written other books, and the book that I just read of his is called Finding Meaning. So I recommend that. It's been touted as the sixth stage, but that's, I think, more so to get people's attention, but really great book. So I highly recommend it. That's David Kessler and his book, Finding Meaning. Other sessions, I did a yoga session, I did a dance session, I did an art session. I went to sessions that talked about different AFSP programs and what they do and resources. Also went to a workshop that talked about advocacy and how you can get involved, how you can volunteer. So a lot of great information. And of course, we all had time to talk to others and share our stories. And so I think that was very powerful. So I haven't talked about everything or went over everything. I didn't get a chance to go to all of the sessions because there were different breakouts, and I probably missed some keynotes and some other key parts of that weekend. But it was overall, I highly recommend it. And I hope they have another one again soon. I don't know if they'll do it yearly or every couple years or how it will work, but it was very well done. Very glad to have participated and feel that it was a good part of my journey as a suicide loss survivor. So a lot of good things, a lot of highs. There were some low points. There were times when the grief of losing my dad and losing my cousins really hit me. Even at one point during the dance session that I went to, I felt a wave of emotion because I was thinking about how I didn't get to dance with my dad at my wedding. We didn't even have that option, but that was part of the reason because my dad wasn't there. And so that hit me for a moment about not being able to dance with my dad. And just thinking back on some things that had happened, and obviously other people had stories that involved a lot of loss and grief, and so there were some sad moments, of course, but ultimately, like I've hinted at already, there was a lot of hope. There was a lot of resilience and a lot of people that were taking what had happened to them and their families and friends and acquaintances and are trying to make that meaning after the fact. And so I felt a lot of hope, like I said, a lot of inspiration as to how we can help others and help prevent this from happening as well. So in all, really great summit. Glad that I went. Glad that I got to share it with my mom as well. It was a good travel experience. And I highly recommend that if this is something you're interested in, you've been affected by suicide and suicide loss, that this is something you consider attending in the future, assuming it's offered again. And I will end, as I always try to end, with the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and the Crisis Text Line. And I believe I mentioned this last time as well, because when I recorded, we had went past the July 16th deadline, and that is the new number 988, and that works like the new National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. That number, again, is 800-273-8255. Again, 800-273-8255. You can still call this number. It's 24/7. It's available in the United States of America. If you call that number, you will still get assistance. However, there's also 988. So if you or someone you know is in crisis, you can dial 988 as well. Both of those numbers will work 24/7 in the United States. There's also the crisis text line. You can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. Again, crisis text line, you can text the word HOME, that's H-O-M-E, to 741-741. And again, I want to thank you all for listening to today's podcast. Please reach out on my website if you have any questions or comments or feedback. And again, thank you for listening. And you have been listening to the Suicide Prevention Podcast. And this is Dr. Dawn, the suicide prevention pharmacist. Take care.